5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's Villio. He's got a goal in the period. Villio sends it across the goal mouth. Patted away. McKay scores! And that's all because of that play across ice that didn't need to be made.
A bumper edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy, delighted to have with me Chris McKay, all the way from Edmonton, Alberta. Chris, and safe to say, you've got your Edmonton Oilers hat on right now.
Absolutely. Very exciting times. Really hope they bring home the cup.
Did you, when you were a kid, were you growing up watching those Oilers teams and kind of dreaming of playing for the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, absolutely. They used to do a thing where like a little kid's team would go on the ice in between periods and play. And I actually got to do that and I scored a goal. So it kind of set the field for me and my love for hockey. So
was that the Timbits hockey, wasn't it, growing up?
Yeah.
You got to go out. Yeah, I remember it well. And it was a dream. Like, you got to go out in the big stadium. So that must have been quite a thrill. And I see all the degrees behind you there in Edmonton. Are they all from the Rochester Institute of Technology from your time in the NCAA?
One of them is.
Talk about the NCAA, because I think our league and the Belfast Giants do a real good job with the Friendship Four now and exposing this part of the world to how good NCAA hockey is. Talk about your time at RIT.
I mean, I loved it. I wouldn't change it for anything. I mean, the friendships that I made, and it just helped me grow as a person and kind of become more of a man. So I loved it. I have nothing but good things to say about RIT.
So you go from playing NCAA hockey, which is so fast, so physical, to some time in the East Coast Hockey League. Talk about your experience in the coast.
I loved it. I mean, winning a championship in Florida was arguably one of the best experiences in my hockey career. And you get exposed to like a lot of different people, you know, people that haven't gone to school, people that have done the college route, and a lot of different life experiences. So I love my time in the coast and my time in Florida.
Yeah, the Everblades. I mean, anytime you lift a trophy, there's that old saying that a colleague of mine likes to say, that if you win today, you skate together forever. And do you keep in touch with the guys from that championship team?
Yeah, absolutely. I stay in touch with actually quite a few. I was on the phone with one last week. So it's nice. It's like lifelong friends now. So.
Yeah, so from NCAA to East Coast Hockey League titles, you find yourself in Scotland and the Dundee Stars, and you guys had a real good team last year. You certainly seem to enjoy playing against the Glasgow Clan. You had 3 of your 6 goals, I believe, against the Clan. So talk about you arrive in the Elite Ice Hockey League. What did you know about the league, and what were your first impressions?
Honestly, I didn't know a whole lot. I had been told it was pretty similar to the coast, but I was really impressed. I think it took me a little bit to kind of get going. The first month or two, I was a little bit slow and wasn't quite myself. So I think the league is really good, and I think it's going to be even better this year. I mean, there's been so many big signings around the league, so I'm super excited.
And what did you think? I mean, a Scottish derby is pretty exciting in the Elite Ice Hockey League. And talk about those nights when you're playing the Flyers or you're scoring goals against the Glasgow Clan. And Dundee, you guys certainly played well against us last year. So talk about your first impressions of the Scottish derbies.
I love it. The atmosphere is awesome, and the fans are so passionate. So it's super fun playing in front of them. I mean, last season playing against Fife back to back in order to clinch playoffs, it was an incredible experience. So I love it, and I love my time in Scotland.
You're a big guy, and certainly I think in Scotland they appreciate big hits and they appreciate that physical side of the game. So safe to say that kind of fits in with your ethos as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a competitive guy, and I do like to kind of throw my body around. So I'm excited to kind of bring that to Glasgow. Obviously, I need to make sure that I'm not being suspended as much. But other than that, I'm excited.
And you're a McKay, but if you grew up in Scotland, you'd probably be a Mackay. Do you have any ancestry in Scotland?
Yeah, I actually do. One of my ancestors is from Stirling. So, I mean, McKay, Mackay kind of doesn't really matter to me. It used to be Mackay.
I think it's really interesting because as a Murphy, and I live in Ireland now, you find all those family tree things. So even more exciting for you to be able to play in a place where your name and relations originated from, and certainly even more impressive personally that you made the playoffs last year. Did you have any idea about sort of the Challenge Cup and the playoffs and the different formats here, or was it kind of like hit the ground running when you put on that Dundee Stars jersey for the first time?
Definitely hit the ground running. I wasn't really sure. It was a little bit different than North America. So I enjoyed it, though. Like, I think the Challenge Cup is really cool. And then the playoff, the way it works is very different. So it was a unique situation.
Here comes McKay. Ranging across the line. Fires one. Oh, it's gone in.
Sometimes it takes imports maybe a season or maybe even longer to get used to the whole, you know, the league, it's a 52-game playoff, all that sort of stuff. But now that you've got a season under your belt, you've won a championship in the Coast. Certainly, Corey Nielsen reaches out to you. Is it a hard decision? Because let's be honest, social media is such a funny thing. I saw some fans going, why would you want to take such a step back and go from Dundee, a playoff team, to Glasgow Intense? So how does Corey go about getting in touch and kind of helping you make that decision?
I mean, I think like he had mentioned his kind of goals for the year, and it really kind of coincides with what I want. I think he'll do a really good job of bringing in the right pieces to make us a good team. And so, yeah, you might have finished 10th last year. I don't see that happening at all this year. Like, every season's a new season. And for me, staying in Scotland, it was the best choice for my girlfriend and I. So it was kind of a no-brainer. I liked what Corey said and wanted to sign as soon as possible.
When you first come into Brayhead Arena, did you look around? Because I remember my first time 14, 15 years ago going, this is a really great arena. Because it's all purple, it really does feel like a home building. There are certain arenas you go and they're just like the one previous week. But when you walk into Brayhead Arena, it really does feel like the Clan's home. So was that a part of it? Because we've got a very vocal and passionate fan base. Like you step out onto the ice, you score some goals against us, you go, wow, this is a really cool atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the fan base is awesome. And every game that we played against Glasgow in Glasgow, it was an awesome atmosphere. And you're right, the purple, it does really make it feel like a home rink, whereas some other league or some other teams in the league, it doesn't quite feel like that.
Yeah, there's definitely a home ice advantage there. And I think, I mean, speaking with Corey, I mean, he loves the fact that you're a big mobile guy and you're a guy that wants to learn under his sort of systems and all that. So it seems to be a very good meeting of the minds. And certainly now that you know what it's like, the travel, all those certain things that you, like you said earlier, it takes an import sometimes a little while to get used to. You've got that experience under your belt. So what's kind of your own personal hopes for next season?
For me, definitely hit the ground running. Like I said, I kind of started slow and it took me a month or two to kind of get into the swing of things. So for me, making sure I come in and I'm just the best defenseman I can be. And I'm super excited, like Corey being a defenseman and wanting to work with a defenseman. I think I have a lot to learn. So I'm really excited that I can kind of hone in my game with Corey.
Corey was a very good player and certainly the type of player that could play any way you like. And he's a big guy like yourself. So I'm sure you can learn a lot from Corey, and he loves working with players that want to learn. So that'll be interesting to track this season. When you look at it as well, so your personal goals, be the best defenseman you can be. What would be sort of the team goals? I mean, we don't want to, you know, say we're going to go out and win everything because you need to manage expectations and all that. But like, certainly Corey must have said something to you that made it appealing, because Dundee, you guys, you know, you were right there last year in the playoffs. So to make that change, there had to be a hope that, you know, that's the playoffs and maybe beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, like the goal would be to make playoffs. That's the biggest one. And then anything can happen in playoffs. And then the Challenge Cup as well. Do well in Challenge Cup.
Yeah, I think the Challenge Cup is a Corey Nielsen special. I mean, that in the playoff finals, I mean, he was almost unbeatable for 4 or 5 years across those competitions, the league title as well. So, I mean, Corey certainly knows how to win trophies, and you with a Kelly Cup, that's interesting. Because I sometimes think, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, when you have guys in the room that have won, whether it's a coach or a player or even an equipment manager that's come from a winning organization, when you have those guys in the room that have won championship rings or championship trophies, it really changes the culture a little bit and points you in the right direction as an organization.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think you kind of learn what it takes to win. Like my year in Florida, I was basically a rookie, and there were so many older guys that I learned from, and so many guys that taught me what it takes to win. So, I mean, I hope I can bring that to the locker room this year.
And so you're out there in Edmonton, you're watching Connor McDavid and Evan Bouchard and all these sort of global superstars. I mean, do you, once the season's over, do you like to watch a lot of hockey? Even if, say, the Oilers weren't in the playoffs, would you watch the Stanley Cup? Are you like a hockey nerd? Like, I know that you're in the right time zone now. It's harder when you're in Scotland because it's 2 a.m, 1 a.m. But do you hit the ground back in Canada and start watching hockey, watching the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, playoff hockey is the best hockey there is, and it's just so intense. So it's amazing to watch. Like, I love the playoffs. I might not watch your regular season as much, but playoffs is an amazing time.
And just tell us, like, you go out and walk around, because if any of our viewers or any of our Clan fans haven't experienced like a Stanley Cup city or a Stanley Cup run, what's it like when you go out to the local coffee shop or you go out to dinner with your family there in Edmonton right now? Is it just all Oilers all the time?
Yeah, it's insane. Everything is Oilers. News is Oilers. Every shop is Oilers. It's absolute madness. And then on game days, it's even crazier. Like, I can't go out. Downtown is just a madhouse. It's super, super cool, but too busy for me.
McKay to make it a 3-2 game. And it's through! McKay scores!
Any of our viewers and fans that don't know Chris McKay and didn't see your 3 goals against the Clan last year, tell those folks, those fans that'll be certainly lining up to see you play, what can they expect from Chris McKay this year?
You can expect, for me, defense is my game. Like, I like to be a good defensive defenseman, but I do have an offensive upside. And so I hope I can contribute more than I did last year and bring more points to the game and then keep pucks out of our net.
Well, that's certainly something that we have to do better this year in Glasgow, certainly, and an addition like yourself is a huge one. When you look around the league and you see some of the signings and you see, you know, the systems and the coaching and even Corey coming back to the league now and the Panthers just made a big signing, do you get excited? Because I remember 14 or 15 years ago when I started covering the league, I can tell you right now that it's just gone haywire with the level of player, the level of coaching, the level of system. So do you get excited about when you see other teams signing big names like a Sam Herr or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great challenge, and it really excites me because it'll challenge me in the games and it'll just make the league that much better. So I'm super excited for next season. There's been a lot of signings and I can't look forward to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of big signings to come, certainly from all 10 teams. What's your offseason like? I know a lot of guys go back and they have a summer job and try and keep busy and focused, but what's training like? I know the Purple Army will want to know what Chris is doing to keep in shape and to get ready for next season in Purple.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started skating twice a week. I took, what was it, maybe 3 weeks off, and now I'm skating twice a week and I'm working out 4 times a week. So doing my best to stay in shape and get stronger and faster and hit the ground running when I come to Glasgow.
Do you change the diet once you get back into the gym? And what does the gym look like? Is it a lot of weights or do you do a lot of cardio? Because it's interesting when I talk to players, some forwards have a much different regime than, say, a big, strong defenseman.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both. I have my old college strength coach. I work with him a little bit. And so he creates a program for me and then I do that. So it's a little bit of both. It kind of, there's 2 phases this year. So the strength phase and then the speed phase.
And do you skate? Like, I know a lot of guys that I speak to who live in the Toronto area, they do end up in these sort of pro camps or these pro, shinny games to kind of get the feet moving. Do you hook up with ex-NHLers, ex-pros or current pros in the Edmonton area and do summer skates as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a Perry Burns 3-on-3, it's called. So I'll do that right before I head down to Glasgow.
Well, I think everyone's excited to see you because I remember doing a couple of the webcasts when you were in the building, and I thought you were, I don't mind saying it, you were a pain in the ass to play against. When you would come into the building in a Dundee Stars uniform, you were either knocking someone over or putting the puck in the net or keeping the puck out of your own net. So I think Corey is definitely on to a winning formula here with the addition of Chris McKay. Before we let you go, because I know you've got to probably hit the weights or whatever, tell me, if the Edmonton Oilers win the Stanley Cup, do you go out and celebrate with your buddies, or do you kind of stay at home with the family, or like, let's not get too ahead of ourselves? But if they do win that cup, since the Gretzky and the Messier heydays, what will the McKay family be like?
Oh, I think I'll be at home watching with my family. I think the city will shut down. Like I said, downtown is an absolute madhouse, and people are just everywhere. So it's a little bit too much for me. I'm kind of out of my prime in that aspect. So I'll be at home watching with my family.
Well, you're a lot younger than me. I would say I am out of my prime for that. Do not say you're out of your prime for any reason, shape, or form, Chris. You'll have in 10 or 15 years' time, you can say you're past your prime. Do you have a message for the Purple Army? Because, as I said, it's a very vocal fan base, a very passionate fan base, very knowledgeable fan base. And we just recently did a Q&A where I think there was 250 people on a Tuesday night wanted to come out and hear Corey speak and some of the people behind the scenes speak about the future and how the club, where we're going as an organization. So it's really is like, it, to my mind, it's one of the best fan bases around. We all say that about our own teams, of course. But do you have a message for the Purple Army for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't wait to come down to Glasgow. I'm super excited, and I'm super excited to be a part of the clan. So I can't wait to bring my competitive edge, my big body, and my strength and skills to Glasgow and help be part of a successful team in the upcoming season.
And you're going to wear number 55, is it?
Yeah, number 55.
Any specific reason for the 55? Because I always find it interesting why guys pick a certain number over another. And because you're one of the earlier signings, you probably could have picked any number you wanted, really.
Yeah. So I was given 55 in Florida, and I mean, I ended up winning a championship. So it's just kind of, I've been fortunate enough to wear it every season since. So I like it now. I stick with it.
Well, I like the tie-in between a 55 and a trophy. So let's put the fingers like that for the season to come. Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy Edmonton Oilers schedule right now, because I know the parties are going to be immense. And good luck to Connor McDavid and all of your Alberta brethren. But thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat, and we're really looking forward to having you in purple this season, so that you don't score a bunch of goals against us anymore. And all the best with your summer training.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.